This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
And we're moving forward with our programming.
And up next is the UBU Hour.
Wait. Does it have a number on it? It's yellow. I'm the yellow mic.
Well, that's my mic.
Okay, just play it there.
All right. That happens.
Welcome, my friend.
Don't touch that radio dial. You are tuned to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
Welcome, my friends, to the UBU Hour. Up next, we bring you an audio drama that takes place in the near future, in a world where the power grid has failed and gas for motor vehicles has become scarce. It is a world where the municipal police have been outsourced, replaced by private contractors.
It is a violent world, even more violent than today, where everyone has too many guns. This is because it is a world much like our own, where the gun lobby and their minions at the National Rifle Association have pushed their agenda of absolute gun freedom to the furthest extremes.
Excuse me. It's now our turn to speak. I'm Buddy. I'm here with my pal, Cal. We're down here at the East County Gun Show to tell you the real truth about guns.
Nothing says American freedom more than the right to own the firearm of your choice. We can't let Obama take away our guns like Hitler did to Germany.
Background checks. It don't say nothing in the Second Amendment about background checks.
That's right. Background checks will only deny some people their Second Amendment rights. It's discrimination.
And they want to stop the sales of so-called assault rifles and clips that fire more than 10 rounds. That's absurd. How are you going to defend your family if a gang breaks into your house and rapes your wife and daughters?
We live in dangerous times. The answer isn't to take away the guns from law-abiding citizens. The answer is to arm the
school teachers,
arm the theater ushers,
arm the store clerks
in the mall.
We need a well-armed citizenry to stop this gun violence once and for all.
That's right. So come on down here to the gun show. The assault rifles are moving fast, so you better act fast before Obama completely shits all over the Second Amendment by making them illegal.
If guns are so violent, how come there's never been a shooting at a gun show?
Shoot the motherfucker!
Over there! I'll pick the son of a bitch off with my club!
Stop it, Cal. That's not the killer. That's my nephew.
Oh, fuck. You're right. It must be the guy over there.
Shoot the motherfucker!
Oh, shit. Someone shot me!
So many people are shooting off guns. I don't know which one's the crazy guy.
Just keep on shooting. We're bound to hit him sooner or later.
Shoot the motherfucker!
Newsflash! Newsflash! This story just in. A shootout at a gun show leads to mounting casualties.
Thank you.
So, now that that's over, let's get on with the show. As I was saying, up next, we bring you an Ubu Hour audio drama set in the near future, in a violent world, even more violent than the world today. The title of the piece is A Picture, 1,000 Words. So sit back and relax, because now it's time for our feature presentation.
We have binders of pictures.
No.
A picture. Words. Information.
A house in words.
Up next, Ubu Hour will solve an age-old dilemma. Is a picture really worth 1,000 words?
We have binders of pictures. We have 1,000 pictures in those binders.
1,000 words. There are people who only know 1,000 words. They are trapped by the limits and confinements of their language. Their 1,000 words. Perhaps they are mentally deficient and creatively void. They are little more than animals, for surely there are some animals who have more than 1,000 words.
We have to destroy them. We can't let them destroy society.
Can you imagine how limited your world would be with only 1,000 words? That's not a house in words. That's nothing but a dim, dull picture of nothing.
Don't let any of them live. Kill them. We have to kill them. Our lives are in danger if we don't kill them.
And when they're dead, then there's no more words or pictures in their heads.
Okay. I'll find a way out, I promise.
I've been hit by a bullet. I'm bleeding all over the driveway. My life flees from my body. I'm floating up into the big beyond. This is where it ends. There is nothing after this. There's nothing there. The struggle is useless because in the long run, we all must die. Each of us will become a corpse capable of nothing but decay and shit. The decay is slow, oozing process of flesh rotting into a maggoty pestilence. And the shit comes out in several rigorous mortis blasts of fecal matter and stench.
You die, die, you motherfuckers! Eat fucking lead!
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
You outside, who are you? British American!
You just get cover, man.
This automatic, and I'll fucking shoot your heart right out of your motherfucking rib cage. This is personal, baby. This is for my partner. At the squeeze of the trigger, you are so tragically and utterly fucked.
I gag on the barrel of the gun. I watch her finger tighten on the trigger of the gun. She's gonna kill me, and then there'll be no pictures in my head. There'll be no words in my mind. There'll be no debate on what is worth more, a picture or 1,000 words. It will all be silence and blankness. It will be a huge bang that blows me away. And then it will be nothing but an eerie, silent black screen that will last forever and...
Is worth 1,000 words, someone said 100 years ago. It doesn't help us here, because on the radio, we are limited to words and sounds. No pictures at all. For that, you will need other media, like television or magazines or books. Though our tools are limited, we wish to convey to you the following story, where the pictures will be only in your head. In the next picture, all you can see is darkness, an overcast night. A flicker of movement? As you get used to the dark, you make out a person, stumbling and running through a field or a vacant lot. Heart and breath pumping.
They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, but it is too dark to see any pictures here, and there is no time for even 100 words. I need to keep running. I need to keep moving to put distance between me and them. To put distance between me and what happened.
Come back here. I need to talk to you. What happened back there? You'll get hurt running around in the dark. You won't be able to outrun me. I need to talk to you. Come back here. You need to tell me what happened.
How can I trust him? There's no time to explain anything. I am too out of breath to speak, even if I could trust him. Keep running and try to avoid the sweep of his flashlight as he pursues me. Ah!
There you are. I need to talk to you. I want to help you. You can trust me. Tell me what happened back there.
How can I trust you? How do I know you're not one of them? Don't shine that damn thing in my face.
You have to trust me. There's no one else around. Did you see anything back there?
No. It was too dark. I couldn't see a thing.
It's okay. Give me your hand. I can pull you out of there. It's going to be okay. You can trust me. Give me your hand. I will help you get out of here, if you can tell me everything you know about this.
I don't know anything. I heard noises, gunshots, people fighting, but I didn't see anything.
It's okay. Take my hand. There. You are afraid. I can understand that. You need to be careful, running around at night half naked like that.
Get that light off me.
I can help you get out of here. We need to get away from this place. There are bad people here. What are you trying to do? I want to help you.
Then why do you hold my arm so tight? You're hurting me.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I want to help you. This way. I have a car over there somewhere. A vehicle.
A car? With gas in it? How can I believe that?
You have to trust me. There's no one else around. Unless you want to go back where you came from. Do you want to go back to them?
Are you threatening me?
Am I? You didn't tell me what you saw back there.
I saw nothing. It was too dark. Ow! Why are you...
You better not be lying to me. We're all alone here. You had better start telling me what I want to know.
What are you going to do to me if I don't? Are you going to hurt me? Are you going to... worse than that?
I don't want to hurt you.
I don't want to hurt you.
I'll hear you at first.
I'll hurt you or worse.
I want to help you.
I haunt to hell you.
I don't want to hurt you.
I do want to hurt you.
Get your hands off me, fucking asshole!
Ouch! Damn you. Come on, baby. I was just trying to be nice. I was just trying to comfort you, and you were coming on to me, and you were wearing that see-through nothing on beneath. But now that you've pissed me off, I might as well... What is that glint in your hand?
The noise! It's coming from over there!
Damn this darkness! I don't see a thing!
Some people fighting! Oh, over there! Maybe a gang fight!
A picture is worth 1,000 words, but there are no amount of pictures or words to describe what I was going through right now. The fear. The fear takes you completely over like a new orgasmic thrill. How many pictures or words are needed to sum it up the true essence of one word?
All I can think about is fucking her from behind against the hood of an abandoned sedan, with my hands all over her breasts, even as a knife flashes in the night, and pain rips through me and...
He was going to rape me and kill me? Maybe not in that order. And why not? There was no one to hear you scream. Now that the police were privatized by international corporations, just like they do in poorer countries, there was no one to hear you scream. And the fear takes over and I'm a puppet to that fear. Self-defense. You don't blame me, do you? I did what I had to do to survive the new normal.
Ah! Fuck! She's fucking killing me! Ah! No!
Your pictures are far more blunt than my words. You are lacerated by my little sword. Because when the last became first, then words became sword. The only language they know is the blast of a gun or the smash of a fist or the slash of the sword. And if the first became last, then the sword becomes words, and we can sustain reality into the world again.
Please! Stop! I surrender! No! I was just trying to help you! Fuck!
They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. But then again, the word fear is worth far more than 1,000 pictures if you've lived my life. Fear is an endless tunnel, with windows and doors to an unlimited number of pictures. Pain, rape, lies, betrayal, incest, blood, humiliation, submission, exclusion.
No! Ah, she's cutting it off! Help me! Ah!
Okay, this way. It came from over there. Follow me.
Fuck! Listen to those screams! How many do you think?
I think only 2, but it's hard to tell with all the ambient noise.
It might be the gangs. I'm ready for them.
Don't shoot until we know who they are. Only 2.
I got you. And maybe they'll take care of each other. The new policy is to let the gangs kill each other off until they are too weak to defeat the resistant forces.
Well, don't get trigger happy. The organization is already in enough trouble with that downtown thing.
What a mess that was. Fuck! And I saw it coming. I saw a transpire from a mile away. I was far enough away to have the full picture, but too far away to do anything about it. You think it's the same we're dealing with here?
It doesn't matter who we're dealing with. That's almost like profiling, you're saying that. Let's see with who we are dealing, and then proceed without a huge display of testosterone that turns the whole thing into a bloodbath. Let's get a picture before we act.
In this darkness, we're not gonna know who they are until it's over.
It's only 1. Now it's stopped. Listen for footsteps. Over there. See the light? He's running away.
Yeah, it's a flashlight. Look, up ahead. Another body.
Ugh. The corpse is still bleeding. Ew, what a mess. Someone knows how to use a knife. You want to call it into HQ?
Sure thing. Hello?
What have you got?
Another dead body. We're pursuing the killer beast.
Don't let him get away. Whatever you do, don't let him get away.
We're on it. Are the surveillance cameras back up?
No, nothing. It's all dark here. No one knows how long the power will be out this time.
It doesn't make our job any easier. Over and out.
Damn! When are they gonna have the power back on?
We should have gone for the generators, but they slashed the budget. Now there's nothing for backup.
Generators? With the price of gas, they need to get the power grid back up. It's been almost 3 days.
What if it never goes back up? What if this is it?
Is this what they call the new normal?
Whoever they are, I just hate this. All these surveillance screens dead. It's like being blind when something is happening out there. I think that we should arm ourselves to the hilt and go out there. Go out there and kick some ass.
Are you serious?
We're useless here with blank screens. Out there, well-armed, well, fuck 'em up and kick ass, like that cartoon you drew of me back in training.
The picture here is of a woman in black leather and a police hat using a semi-automatic to sodomize a man, and then a second picture where we see his brains blown out at the top of his head at the bullets that tore up from his rectum parallel to the spinal cord before ripping off the top of his cranium in an eruption of spewing brain coil and blood. But we can't see that because the power is off.
You geared up?
Uh-huh. And if the power comes back on?
By then we'll have figured everything out, or we'll be in the same situation as now. Come on, let's go.
Is worth 1,000 words, they say, but if it's too dark to see the picture, then it's worthless, and even a few words will convey more than that picture. You would not be able to see very much if you were watching this on television, which is why I will use words to tell you what is happening. They are running in the dark in pursuit of the murderer.
This way! We're closing in on him! There's only 2 ways out of that room, Billy. We have him trapped!
He killed the light!
He must have heard us. You take that end, and I'll take the far one. We'll corner him. Just be careful.
You be careful, too. You saw what he did back there.
You don't have to tell me.
Oh, it was a mess. I could describe it to you in 36 or more words, in graphic detail. The bloodied eye sockets, the thing in the mouth, the stab wounds everywhere. It would take several close-up pictures of the corpse because, in this case, a picture might be worth 36 words, which is a far short cry from 1,000, and neither words nor pictures would completely capture the feeling of seeing the fresh, dead body. It hardened me as I stormed up the steps and into the ruins of a long vacant factory with slightly less fear than I had before.
Down there. He dropped the flashlight at the entrance. Please, ma'am, help me. He tried to... I can't say the words. He tried to... Are you going to fill me up? Is that your kink?
I'm just checking for weapons.
He didn't go this way.
You watch her. Keep her there until we have him. I'll check the basement.
Let me back you up.
I know how she gets when she makes a kill. Like a lioness, her animal nature exposed. She gets hot and excited. I wanted to be there for that moment.
I don't need backup. Just watch her. Make sure she doesn't leave. I have him cornered down this tunnel.
I launch a couple of hot flash grenades into the chamber at the bottom of the staircase. And then hike the mask over my face and storm down the steps with my gun in front of me. The spray of napalm would empty the room. But there was a sub-room at the far side. If the perpetrator wasn't grilled to edible by the grenades, he would be blown away by my hail of hot lead.
Are you going to hurt me?
No, I want to help you.
You want to help me? Can you get me out of here? We have to get away from him.
He's trapped in there. He doesn't have a chance.
You don't understand. Please, help me.
You don't have to do that.
I just want you to hold me and comfort me. Please, sir. I've been through a lot. If you help me, I can do something for you. You want something, don't you? You can't hide that from me. The picture in your pants is more than obvious.
That's not necessary. I'm a married man and I'm a Christian. You don't interest me. Please step away. Stand back, you.
What word can I call her that won't be too naughty and escalate the situation? Cunt, slut, whore, cumbag, slot machine. And another part of me thinks of the gamble. Why not? It's not like anyone who cared would find out.
If I step away, I'll run away. Fear, you have to hold me.
The next picture would be censored if this were the free airwaves of television. However, since there is no picture, we can take much, much further liberties here on the radio news, now that we're beyond the 10 p.m. FCC curfew. A picture may be worth 1,000 words, but not when it becomes an anchor of censorship, squeezing art into confined spaces of the television box. However, here on this radio broadcast, we can bring you the raw, naked truth that is far too lurid and erotic for the free television airwaves, even after 10 p.m.
Hey, don't let her get away! Don't let her talk you! We don't know who she is! Don't trust her!
She's jealous because you desire me more than her. Not even 1,000 words would describe the fury burning inside her, at me, and at your urge for me. If you don't keep me close, I'll just walk away. Do you want me to walk away?
Hey, come back here! Not so fast! Stop! You're not going anywhere!
That's much better, isn't it?
You have to stay here until we catch the killer. It's only for your own safety.
My own safety? If you want to keep me safe, you need to make me lose my fear. Do you know what the best way is to relieve fear?
Listen, you don't have to worry. You're with me. You don't have to be afraid. Stop squirming against me.
I asked you a question. I need your help. Do you know the best way to relieve fear?
You have nothing to fear. We'll catch him. You don't have to do that with your hands. What are you doing down there? She'll be back in a moment.
Sexual orgasm. It erases fear. Until he is captured and killed, can you at least do that for me? Help me in my time of need. It will feel good for you, too. When was the last time you made love and really enjoyed it? You can't hide what's inside your pants.
What the fuck? I don't care anymore. The whole world is falling apart, so why shouldn't I just say fuck it and become the animal inside me? The illusion of civilization is only a thin veneer that has been peeled off by the unceasing brute nature of men and women, distorted by hate and lust. The brute nature has even stolen the language from my mind. I have no more words for her or anyone. All I can think of is that I want to fuck the shit out of this bitch.
Oh God, I think I'm gonna come.
Nothing? Nothing down here. How the fuck did he escape? He could not have escaped, but he's not here. It must have been her, or she knows something. And I left her with that jack shit. Hey, can you hear me, partner? Don't trust her. Don't trust her. Can you hear me?
Now look at that. Get your hands away from your eyes and look at it. Look who it is.
A picture we got from downtown yesterday.
In seven words, the leader of the most violent gang.
But they're everywhere. They're waiting for him. If they find out he's dead...
We have to find out who did this. We need someone to hand over to them. The killer can't have gone far. This way. The street ends at this abandoned factory with two doorways. You take the right, I'll take the left.
You always give me right. Just because I'm white and middle-aged, do you have to assume I want to take the path to the right?
I don't assume anything, because when you assume, you ass fuck yourself and everyone around you. And I don't put up with that shit. You take door right, I go left.
You let him put it there, and he's on top of you and behind you and stabbing you and penetrating you like he owns you, and you lose it in every stroke, knowing that he'll lose it too. Knowing that pain and ecstasy will pull you out of the drug haze and into action and survival.
Oh! Oh God! I think I'm gonna come!
What the fuck is going on out there? Don't let your fucking guard down. Don't fucking trust her.
Ah! Help me! No! No!
Did you hear that?
Yes, be careful. The killer is afoot, but we have him cornered. There's no other way out.
Okay, I think I found... Oh God.
You have to help me.
Did he go down those stairs, or did he go towards the other exit? Which way did he go?
Don't listen to her, and don't let her get away. We need to get a full picture of what just happened.
There's no one else this way.
Then it must be her. She's the killer.
Me? How can you? You don't believe her, do you?
I look into the eyes of the man with helpless yearning. He looks at me and falters in his thoughts as the eroticism passes between us.
I'm sure there's another possible explanation. There's really no clear picture, no definite truth.
I have no idea what to believe, and no amount of pictures could change that. She looks so defenseless. The cries we hear in the distance from outside. A picture isn't worth very much when you are faced with reality. A picture can be an illusion, a distortion of the truth. But are words any better? One cannot trust words or pictures. One mustn't put too much value in either without careful consideration.
I'm telling you, there's no one else. She must have done both of them. She must have used his gun on him. Don't get too close. She might still be armed.
I don't know what's going on. Why are you yelling at me? Are you trying to be mean to me like those men? Why won't you help me? Someone tried to hurt me.
We will help you. You need to take some deep breaths. Stay calm. You've been through a lot, my dear. But we are here to help you. But you have to put down whatever you have in that hand behind your back.
She doesn't trust me. But you, sir, you trust me, yes?
Yes, but you must remain calm and put down the weapon.
Nothing. My hands are empty. It was self-defense. He attacked me and...
Never mind that. We have to get out of here. The fucking gang's just found out one of their leaders is dead.
No!
Hunt them down! Kill them!
Kill them!
Follow me. We can hold them off up ahead.
Sister, Chris, what about it? Yes, he hit him. Oh, he's trying to kill him. Oh, my leg. Oh, my leg.
But no way.
Just give her the gun before they kill us.
Thank you.
I think that's it. I don't hear anyone else out there.
Yeah, shit, there must be a dozen of them.
Not anymore.
So now what? I guess we go back to base and wait. We need more people. They'll send reinforcements when the power comes back on. They can't just treat us like government public servants. We're private contractors.
I hope they get here soon. Are you sure they're coming? Are you sure they'll ever show up?
That's all complete bullshit. Like waiting for God. Oh!
They have to come. The power will turn back on, and then we can all get back to normal.
Which normal? The old normal? The new normal? The new normal? When the normal keeps changing, there is no normal. Normal doesn't mean anything anymore. It's no longer a word or a picture.
It's just the final breakdown. No more laws and rules. No more civilization. Just violence and chaos and brute force. Didn't we all see this coming? I'm sure I did.
It can't be that way. Things will get back to normal when the power grid comes back on. You can't be so depressing. We must be optimistic or we'll be swept under our own delusions.
Violence and chaos, savagery and mayhem, I don't see anything different than the way things were before. The words are different, but the picture remains the same. Life goes on as brutal and miserable with hate, or as sweet and joyful with love and ecstasy as it's always been and always will be.
And there you have it. About 3,000 words that are worth far more than 3 pictures. We hope this play was worth more than 1,000 words or many, many pictures. And perhaps we helped you, the listener, with the answer. Is a picture worth 1,000 words? This radio play was performed by...
Rolf.
Kirsten.
No applause?
Calamity Jane.
Oh!
Sempre Bon.
Ladybug. And written and produced by Rolf. Hey, what's that noise back there? How'd you guys get past security? No! Someone help me!
Do you got any jam?
You, my friend, have been listening to the Ubu Hour
tonight.
Of course. Do you got any jazz?
The Ubu Hour
tonight.
Of course. Do you got any jazz?
This is KBOO411, Listener Power, Non-Corporate Community Radio.
KBOO 90.7 FM, 91.9 Columbia, George. Gorge.
inch and 100.7 in the Willamette Valley.
The Boo Hour!
Tonight?
Of course. Do you got any jazz?
Coolest thing if when somebody died you could peel off the top layer of their eyeball and develop it like film so you could have a picture of the last thing they saw.
My mind, finally I had to get out and go someplace just to keep him going crazy.
I just saw him.
Tonight?
About 10 o'clock.
Of course.
Stop talking.
There's no need for this.
This is nothing. This is.
It must mean something, all those pictures.
What pictures?
These whole movies get so damn hot.
They're videos, Bob. Videos.
A heart on the size of Florida. What was that?
What?
Rewind the tape.
I'm going to fuck you.
Tonight?
Of course.
You are confused, aren't you?
I'm going to fuck you.
Tonight?
Okay.
Of course.
Okay, just play it from there.
Do you got any jazz?
All right, play it right there. What's that on my ass?
What's what?
I got
freeze
four times.
Can you do that?
Not for long. The image becomes unstable.
Freeze it right there.
Bob?
You want to freshen the girls' drinks?
What the hell is that on my ass?
Bob?
That is my hand.
Rubbing my ass?
So what?
Well, you got your fingers up around my cheeks. What the hell are you doing in there, John?
It's an orgy, Bob.
So you can just touch my ass?
I thought you liked it.
I thought it was her. God!
What's the difference?
What's the difference? You got your fingers up my fucking asshole.
Sorry.
I'm going to fuck you.
Fuck you very much. Bob, I said I'm sorry. It's a group grope. Got your fingers up around my ass.
We were just having fun.
You know what? You're a perv.
We were just having fun.
You're a fucking pervert. Is that clear enough for you? A fagala.
We were just having fun.
Tonight?
Of course.
Does that make sense?
Bob G, I'm sorry.
You are confused, aren't you? Frightened.
Hey! I'll see you next time, Carpy. Never!
You let me ask you a question?
Tonight?
Of course. You're a fucking pervert. Is that clear enough for you?
Yeah. You tell me.
All right. You just, you go to the...
Where'd he go?
Just give me a second, will you?
The other women? I know all about them.
Can't remember, can you?
The other women? I know all about them.
You can't remember, can you?
We only go around once in this life.
You can't remember, can you?
You're not gonna change.
You can't remember, can you?
I know who you are, and I love you.
You can't remember, can you?
We can have any kind of marriage we want.
You can't remember, can you? Can you come up with a single memory? You can't, can you? You know something? I don't think the sun even exists in this place. So I've been up for hours and hours and hours, and the night never ends here.
That is crazy.
You're damn right, this is crazy. But listen to me, Bumstead. It's not just me. It's all of them. They're doing something to all of them.
Shut up. I've heard enough.
Please listen.
Shut up, Timmy! Shut up!
I'm so sorry.
It's dead air.
I'm so sorry.
Huh? Dead air.
I'm so sorry.
Dead air. It's the one thing every disc jockey knows. Don't get stuck with dead air.
That's what I've got. Worked and I've worked and I got dead air. Oh, I hate it.
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you...
Title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Ole, ole, it's go time!
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
a little louder.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki tiki
taking you to faraway places and bringing them home. Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha Cha Club, where the cocktail nation meets exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.